Good morning. This is Akashwani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate Global FinTech Fest 2026 in Mumbai this evening. Luxembourg backs India's bid for permanent seat in UN Security Council. India joins US and 24 other countries to shape development of next generation 6G networks. Iran warns that any further US attacks on its assets could trigger retaliation against energy infrastructure across Gulf. And India set to feature in 4 gold medal finals at World Archery Para Series in Ahmedabad today. And now the news in detail. In Maharashtra, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the Global FinTech Fest GFF 2026 in Mumbai and address the gathering. The theme of GFF 2026 is Potential to Impact, Agenting, AI, Tokenization, Quantum, Trusted, Connected Global Systems for Inclusive Finance. The GFF 2026 seeks to build on India's leadership in digital payments and financial inclusion and move from potential to impact. The discussions will focus on how AI, programmable finance, quantum technologies, and other critical and emerging technologies can create trusted, inclusive, and measurable outcomes for citizens, enterprises, and economies globally. Since 2020, Global FinTech Fest has emerged as a leadership platform bringing together policymakers, regulators, central banks, financial institutions, fintechs, technology companies, investors, academia, and other global stakeholders to discuss and shape the future of finance. The 7th edition will run till the 11th of September 2026 in Mumbai. Luxembourg Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Xavier Bettel has backed India's bid for a permanent seat in the United Nations Security Council, saying the body must be reformed to reflect the realities of the present global order. In an interview with a news agency, Mr. Bettel said India's size and global importance makes it inclusion in an expanded Security Council necessary. He said that UNSC could be expanded to include major countries that currently do not have a permanent role, citing India and Brazil. Mr. Bettel also criticized the existing veto system, describing it as a relic of the Second World War and arguing that no single country should have the power to block decisions supported by the wider international community. He proposed that a 2/3 majority in the Security Council should be able to override the veto, calling for a more representative and democratic decision-making process. Mr. Bettel is on a 3-day official visit to India.
A reform of the Security Council where we would be able with a 2/3 majority to overrule veto, and then we can open the Security Council. If we say now we need to have 10 members because for me India belongs, it's for sure, look, the size of the country, the importance of your country, is it, why is India still not in? So or we take away the Security Council, which will be impossible because they won't agree, or we make it a bit bigger.
India has joined the United States and 24 other countries in an international initiative aimed at shaping the development of next-generation 6G networks. In a social media post, the U.S. Department of Commerce said India had joined the U.S. and 24 other countries in an effort to ensure that next-generation networks reflect shared security interests, strengthen competitiveness, and drive innovation. A report.
The announcement came after Union Minister of State for Commerce and Industry Jitin Prasad met U.S. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick on the sideline of the G20 Innovation Ministerial. The two leaders discussed the future of 6G technology and the importance of international cooperation in developing next-generation telecommunication networks. During the meeting, India and the U.S. discussed strengthening cooperation in semiconductors, AI, and data centers. MOS Prasad encouraged the possibility of more U.S. investment in ISM 2.0, proposed strengthening AI technology, partnership and shared a mechanism for safeguards of AI. Jatin Prasad led the Indian delegation at the G20 Innovation Ministers meeting held on September 1 and September 2 in Chapel Hills, North Carolina, United States, hosted by the U.S. Department of Commerce and the White House Office of Science and Technology Policy. The meeting concluded with the G20 Innovation Ministerial Statement highlighting the potential of emerging technologies to drive prosperity, productivity and opportunity. India reaffirmed its commitment to building strategic partnership in AI, semiconductors, DPI, robotics and other emerging technologies into greater opportunities for innovation, economic growth and an improved quality of life for its citizens. Vishal Kumar for World News.
Iran has highlighted India's role as a vital diplomatic hub ahead of the Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian's visit to New Delhi for the upcoming BRICS summit, expressing optimism that the grouping will provide a strong platform to deepen bilateral trade and strategic cooperation. During a press briefing, Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesperson Ismail Vaghai emphasized the importance Tehran attaches to its long-standing ties with New Delhi. Looking ahead to President Pezeshkian's participation in the BRICS summit, scheduled to be held in New Delhi on September 12-13, Vaghai expressed confidence that multilateral diplomacy would further accelerate progress in bilateral relations. Vaghai also underscored India's influential role in major multilateral groupings, including the SCO and BRICS, adding that Iran enjoys good relations with New Delhi across various sectors, particularly in trade and economic cooperation. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Iran has warned that any further U.S. attacks on its assets could trigger retaliation against energy infrastructure across the Gulf, including U.S. oil and gas interests. Iranian Parliament Speaker Mohammad Baqir Qalibaf said, "Strike our assets and you get struck." Following renewed U.S.-Iranian attacks on shipping over the weekend that pushed oil prices to next six-week highs, the warning comes amid rising tensions with no clear signs of a diplomatic breakthrough to end the conflict and restore normal energy flows through the Gulf. Meanwhile, earlier on Sunday, senior Iranian security official Mohsen Rezai said Tehran would soon announce a restricted zone in the Gulf and introduce a new shipping corridor through the strait. 12 people have been killed in Israeli airstrikes on a village in southern Lebanon. 11 people, including 2 children and 4 women, were killed in a strike that destroyed a residential building in Kfar Roman overnight. A second strike on a vehicle killed a paramedic. The Israeli military said it struck infrastructure sites belonging to the Iran-backed armed group Hezbollah, as well as several terrorists transferring weapons in retaliation for a drone attack on troops in an occupied area of the country. Indian para archers will be in the spotlight as they look to make the most of the home advantage at the World Archery Para Series in Ahmedabad, with India set to feature in 4 gold medal finals today. In the para recurve women's team gold final, India's Bhavna and Pooja will take on China's Liang Qirong and Chen Yu, with the Indian duo aiming to secure the top prize on home soil. In para recurve men's team gold final, India's Harvinder Singh and Vijay Sundi will go up against Slovakia's David Ivan and Denis Ivan. On International Literacy Day, Education Minister Prahlad Joshi today said that literacy opens the door to knowledge, opportunity and a better future. In a social media post, Mr. Joshi urged citizens to celebrate the transformative power of education and renew their commitment to ensuring that no one is left behind in the journey of learning. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate Global FinTech Fest 2026 in Mumbai this evening. Luxembourg backs India's bid for permanent seat in UN Security Council. India joins US and 24 other countries to shape development of next generation 6G networks. Iran warns that any further US attacks on its assets could trigger retaliation against energy infrastructure across Gulf. And India is set to feature in 4 gold medal finals at World Archery Para Series in Ahmedabad today. And that is the end of this World News Bulletin.